Just a little bit of history is important here because the District of Columbia, this is an example of throwbacks to decades and decades and decades ago when the District of Columbia was considered a federal enclave and in which well preceded home rule. And the way in which the District of Columbia streets and street grid is laid out, there are very small, as people who are residents of the area are familiar with, the little triangular, rectangular, square, or as we would say, circle parks that exist in uptown and throughout the rest of the city. I'm talking off of the National Mall, outside of Rock Creek Park, outside of Anacostia Park, separate from the Sino Canal, separate from President's Park. The great majority of those, they are not the District of Columbia's property, are the National Park Service's property, and a lot of what these are small parcels of property that require general maintenance, such as mowing the lawns in the summer. And some of them have sidewalks on them that, in the winter when we have snow, require snow removal on the sidewalks. When trees are old or fall apart, or there's wind damage to trees, the Park Service will clean up and maintain those. We get calls routinely and regularly from people all across the District of Columbia certainly on a weekly basis, sometimes almost on a daily basis, in which, yes, the part of the problem is there's probably confusion that exists amongst city residents as to who's responsible for what piece of property. When someone calls in, we will try to locate that area and try to get the caller to be as specific as possible as to where they're making reference, and determined by a map that exists as to whose responsibility it is. One, it is our responsibility. Phone calls, emails will go out to the respective park that's responsible for it. Maintenance divisions will be, teams of people will be dispatched to clean up trees, clean up erosion from heavy rains, for example, or mow the lawn.
Bill, how do you know where the property line ends that the city begins to take over? In other words, do you measure like the center line of the curb, or is it like a condo where the inside of the wall, the outside of the wall?
Well,
I mean, how close does this get?
You're getting into an area that is slightly more complicated in that much of the District of Columbia real estate is sliced and diced amongst many different federal agencies, not just the National Park Service and the District of Columbia. What we know, and I'll speak only for the National Park Service, we are aware of and cognizant of the areas that we are responsible for. What I would say is we invite any member of the District of Columbia, any citizen of the District of Columbia, to call in whenever they see anything that is of concern, leaky water fountains to grass that's not mowed to whatever. And we'll ask, obviously, for that very specific location. We will determine whether, in fact, it's quite easy to determine whether it's our property or not. If it's not our property, we will refer you to the District of Columbia's Parks and Recreation Department, or if it's indicated on the map that it's yet a different federal agency, we will call the other federal agency.
Now, working with these municipalities, are you able to coordinate with them specifically, or is it more of a, okay, this isn't our problem, this belongs to the D.C., or is it, do you work together? With them? How does that relationship evolve?
Well, typically, we try to work with them as closely as we can, and they try to work as closely with us as possible. Separate and apart from District of Columbia Parks and Recs, we work also very closely with the D.C. Department of Transportation, or DDOT. We work also very, very closely with the D.C. WASA, the Water Authority, in which there may be underground plumbing, piping, sewage that ruptures, or there may be, and there clearly are road projects. We, in fact, put out a press release every week on a traffic advisory that shows all of the projects, road projects in the metropolitan area, including the district, in which we have road work underway. And the District of Columbia Department of Transportation is very helpful in terms of helping us get that word out. We work very closely with them in terms of what is our jurisdiction, what is our, what is not our jurisdiction, what belongs to the District of Columbia Department of Transportation, and what is our road maintenance crews.
And if people wanted to know about this relationship, you've got this information online somewhere, or do they need to come to you? How does that work?
They still need to come to us because here's just an example that most people probably wouldn't know of or be aware of. But for example, Constitution Avenue, just taking it from the United States Capitol up to 15th Street, it belongs to the jurisdiction of District of Columbia. That means Metropolitan Police is responsible for policing activities, and DDOT is responsible for any maintenance of Constitution Avenue from 15th Street eastward toward the Capitol. However, it's likely that most residents of the District of Columbia in the larger D.C. area are not aware that we, the Park Service, are responsible for the maintenance and the patrolling of Constitution Avenue from 15th Street west to the river to 23rd Street and as you get on to the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. The agencies are aware of these distinctions and where the lines are drawn and where the property lines are drawn. General public is not. There are so many variances, so many variables, so many different situations where this property is ours or that property is DC's or this property is maintained by yet a different federal agency. It would be difficult, I would think, to write something that pointed all of those exceptions out. That would be a job for probably 10 people to accomplish and try to write and get up onto a website in the course of a year.
We're talking to Bill Lyon. He's a spokesman for the National Park Service. And looking at this whole situation, to any normal person, it would seem absurd. But wouldn't it be easier if everybody sat down and said, look, the district, you do all the work, and just here's who you bill for it, and the federal government send them a check at the end of the year. But that way, there's one entity that does all the work, and one entity that the poor citizens can just call.
As we would say, if life were so simple. The District of Columbia has a history. The District of Columbia is unique and unlike any other city in the nation. There is a congressional oversight here. The District of Columbia does not have statehood. Congress, in terms of direction to federal agencies such as the Park Service or a number of other federal agencies are going to take their direction from the executive branch of the government and from Congress. We try as much as we possibly can to work as closely and as cooperatively with the District of Columbia government, but the property that is designated as federal property within the District of Columbia transcends decades and decades and goes back 70, 80, 90, 100 years, probably more than that. So what you're seeing now is the result of, well over 100 years of history in the District of Columbia, well before the District of Columbia ever gained home rule.
So it would literally take an act of Congress.
I would, I'm not professing the precise legal way in which things would be done. There have been land transfers of federal property to the District of Columbia. Mm-hmm. There have been land transfers that have gone from the District of Columbia back to the federal government. So it's gone in both directions. So I think what people need to do is, first off, recognize the uniqueness of Washington, D.C. In terms of trying to be of help, the National Park Service, the only agency that I can speak on behalf of, the National Park Service tries to use our words, National Park Service. We try to be as best of service to the District of Columbia residents in trying to be as helpful as possible. Everyone's eyes and ears are as helpful as they possibly can be, and people will call us and email us and let us know. That really is the best way in which we, the Park Service, can be informed of and can learn about situations that need to be corrected. And we hope that the public will call us. We expect and would like the public to keep on calling us because we cannot be every place at 100% of the time. That said, the people are really, as I say, are the best eyes and ears, and we will respond as rapidly, as quickly as we can to anything that we're made aware of.
And two quick questions. What's the number they call?
In the District of Columbia, you're probably best to call our communications office, which is 202-619-7222. And we will report out to the respective park, whatever park is responsible for the area that's being asked about, and have a maintenance crew dispatched to repair or correct the situation. There are also many, many, many community groups that have existing relationships with Anacostia Park, with Rock Creek Park, with the National Mall, with the Seno Canal. Those organizations should continue to maintain those relationships. And if you have a personal or professional relationship with someone at any of those parks, and the maintenance staff of any of those parks, certainly feel free to call them as well.
And just my other question was that big park, I think it's called Lincoln Park, on East Capitol Street. Is that yours too?
Yes, it is.
That's a great park.
I recognize in most other cities in America, you call one number and that city or that county's park department or state's park department responds. The National Park Service nor the District of Columbia residents made the District of Columbia what it is or contributed to the larger history of the way land was divided and real estate lines were drawn in the district. It's just a result of what has happened through, you know, the District of Columbia's history through well over 100 years. And all I can simply say is the National Park Service always has been and will continue to receive the public's comments and requests for maintenance work to be done. And we will carry them out with as best service as we possibly can.